The proposal stems from a recent state Supreme Court decision that allowed a lawsuit to move forward against former lead paint manufacturers. That case involved a teenager who claims his health was harmed by these companies, even though there's no hard proof they made the paint that was in his home. Appleton Republican Steve Wickert's plan would require people to show that they were directly wronged by a particular company before they can bring a lawsuit. He says that unless lawmakers intervene, the court's decision could end up being applied to other industries.
The effect of that would be, there would be a chill in all of Wisconsin's economy. The businesses in Wisconsin would say, what are we doing practicing business here? Maybe we should move to other states.
But Democrats say there's no proof the court's decision has somehow opened the floodgates to other lawsuits in Wisconsin. Port Wing Democrat Gary Sherman says the court used long-established case law to arrive at its decision.
We take a cleaver and we hack away at this delicate web of the common law as though we know what we're doing.
Some Democrats also say that the lead paint lawsuit in question aims at the right targets, since the companies that made a particular type of lead paint pigment knew it was harmful years before they pulled it from the market. The plan will next be debated in the state Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.